The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 29th of January, 2021. Well, boys and girls, are we enjoying the new year so far? Well, I want to get into this hedge fund thing because this is... I'll get into that in a few minutes. And this is big because for many different reasons. The hedge fund managers on Wall Street. The bottom line to this story is the people got together and busted their little Ponzi scheme. Well, it's not really a Ponzi scheme because it's legal. It ain't ethical and it's not moral. It's just business, man. It's just business. We'll get into that in a little bit. But I wanted to start out today's program. Mike, do I have to mention his name or can I drop enough hints I don't have to say it? Because I don't want my tongue turning to stone. The gatekeeper in Austin. What's a good term to use for him? You're not helping me. TikTok, this is live air. The loudmouth? Okay, whatever. I caught the loudmouth show, thank you. That was really creative. Loudmouth. How about the bullhorn loudmouth? There you go. Okay. Caught a... How this happened, I have no clue. But I have this little box. And text me, Tom, if I'm getting too close to a third rail here. This is really cryptic, and I don't mean it to be. I just don't want to mention people's names connected with certain things that might get certain people in trouble. I'm just saying. At any rate. The fat man bullhorning loudmouth. I have this little box that can pick up feeds from all over the world. Wonderful little thing. And they since changed formats, and I'm going through the news networks, and lo and behold, what do I come across? InfoWars. And I'm like, really? So I clicked the link to see if it was active. It was active. And I'm sitting there and watching the fat man, which is looking very, very bad, by the way. At my age, I look better than he does. Now, is that an abusive lifestyle? I don't know. But it ain't looking good. And I just tuned in just in time to hear him say that every group in this country has been infiltrated by the feds. Every group. And the basic message here is don't join any of these groups because they got fed informants in them. What an idiot. What a flipping idiot. You're telling us something you don't think we already know? this little featherweight. Back in the 90s, dude, we were starting militias. We were keeping operational security in those militias. And we had hundreds of thousands of people joining these militias. And guess what they were instructed to do? Rather than spread the fear porn, my fat friend, we just did our own operational security. And it was pretty easy to do. And to be quite frank with you, we knew there were feds in these meetings. Oh my God, anybody that thought otherwise was neither an idiot, or they shouldn't be allowed to hold a gun. And I was just amazed. Mr. Fear Porn. I'm here to battle a new world order, but run! Run! Oh, well, get in their face, but don't get in their face. What a conflicted individual. We knew there were feds in these groups, and I took the time to instruct the militia leaders on how to detect them, number one. And number two, if you couldn't ferret them out, you just watch new members for a while in a friendly way, not getting up on them and torturing them and pulling out their fingernails, but just to watch their actions. See, the federales, no matter how undercover they are, I still smell the federal badge when I hit the doorway. It's just an innate sense that I have. You know, some of the clues were when they start talking to you about weapons that we're not allowed to own. Number one. You know, like the story I told, they were having a meeting on the beach in Dexter, Michigan, and there had to have been 120, 130 people there, and I ferreted out four guys that, well, were kind of working with each other, trying to look like they weren't. And the two individuals were out in the street, and this is a country road, and we had cars lined up for a mile on both sides of that road, it seemed like. And the two were out there copying down license plate numbers. The other two were inside the group trying to work it. These two walked up to me, and one kind of pretended like, well, you know, oh, I've got something of interest over here, and he faded away, still with an earshot, mind you. And he was looking at some items that were on a table for sale. And then the other team member hit me with this. You know, you militia guy, you know, you need weapons. Well, I have access to a tractor trailer load full of Laws rockets. And I looked at him in mock surprise, and I said, really? Yeah, and we can get them to you at a good price. And I said, wow. I looked at him. And I said, you know what? I'll take every one of those rockets that you have. At this point, the guy 5-6 feet off of the conversation area, I hear him perk up and kind of lean his head back to listen to the next indictable, chargeable, you're a terrorist. And when I saw that, I thought, okay, I've got you. And I looked at the guy and I said, yep. He said, okay, how do you want to? I said, look. I said, I told you I'd take every one of these rockets off your hands, and I will, when the war breaks out. Oops. You could see them literally deflate. Now, what I did after that, after I identified those two, I went after the other two that were copying license plate numbers. And don't you know, I sent them down the road packing all four of them in the same damn car. Like, what do you think, I'm stupid? Now, the same thing. And out of the same locale, by the way. You've heard me tell the story about Christian Identity. We had a hardcore group of Christian Identity up in that state that, well, if you were the end person or a Jew, you know, you didn't deserve to live. And I told you the story about these guys repeatedly trying to suck me into their Christian Identity BS. And I had told them all, stop this, I am not interesting. Well, in that particular day, I was at this location. After a day out on a range, I was cleaning out my 45. You remember the story. And they brought the head guy in, the head Christian identity guy. And he's standing in his kitchen with his look on his face like he's all-knowing. He just came down from the mount. And they started, this time, it was all of them together, me and them in this kitchen. And I'm sitting there cleaning that 45. And I looked at that, when the head man comes, and I looked at that group and I said, you see what I'm doing here? I said, I've told you people repeatedly, I'm an independent thinker. I don't want to join with any group. I don't want to become anybody's thinker or stinker or anything else. Stop it. Cease and desist. Please go away. Well, then they decided to double down. So in this kitchen, when I'm cleaning that 45, I looked at all of them right square in their eyeballs. And I told them, I'm putting this 45 back together. I'll be reaching for the clip. When you hear that lock in place and that slide go back, you better be the hell out of this kitchen, because I'm going to start target practicing on your butts. Needless to say, that kitchen cleared out quickly. My point about this is simply, this is the tool that's being used by the globalist. Indecision, uncertainty, fear, possible scenarios where, and get everybody whipped up in a frenzy. Let me tell you something here, folks. If there's one simple equation to defeat the New World Order and its minions, is simply this. Are you listening? Here's your clue. Simple common sense. Should I repeat that? Simple common sense. Folks, we used to have militia rallies down in Knob Creek, Kentucky, in Bullitt County, Kentucky. That's right, that's the name of the county. They tried to shut these people down, the EPA tried to, because, well, they were putting too much lead into the environment. With their automatic weapons down there, they damn near cut a mountain in half. You could go down there and rent a machine gun, go out on the firing line and just light things up and just have yourself a good old time. If you've never fired an automatic weapon, let me just say this. For an enthusiast of bang-bangs, that's just about the ultimate, okay? It's pretty darn close to the ultimate. And the machine guns down there, you could literally cut cars in half with, okay? Not miniguns. No. We did have demonstrations on the miniguns, but that was kind of kept out of the people's hands. I don't know why. Maybe they'd fall in love with it too much. I don't know. But we used to have these militia meetings down there about the same time they had their gun shoots. And I can remember walking into one of the VFW halls down there, and there's 200 militia members, leaders from around the country. And one of these guys is running the tri-state militias. He was a paid federal informant. And eventually he was found out and he was ostracized. No fingernail pulling, no tortures, nothing like that. You see, this is what you get when you have civilized people trying to defend something and trying to maintain something. You don't act like a barbarian and an animal. You do what you have to do, and you do what's right, and you can do it pretty much with a clear conscience because you've tried everything else, just like all of we have had and all of we have done over the years to restore this republic. But to have the fat man in Austin spreading fear about joining organizations is beyond the pale. Now, somebody, and I had a thought here, I read this email earlier, and I think it came from Ralph. Thank you, Ralph, for this. But he suggested he heard that Donald Trump was going to start a TV network and maybe a radio network, and suggested that I throw in with Donald Trump. This might surprise you, but I had the thought a few days ago that when I heard Donald Trump was thinking about doing his own medium, I thought, let me see, where do you think Donnie is going to go? Could it be Alex Jones? And this this could be the worst thing that ever happened to Donald Trump. But the suggestion that I throw in with Donald Trump on his endeavors on his new network or whatever, it's not even official. It's not been talked about publicly. It's just one of those, you know, repeated and oft-heard rumors. I would not want to throw in with Donald Trump. We are apolitical here. And let me give you an example. We used to have the Trump phenomenon on this network Monday through Friday. James Kelso. He also did 2 hours on Sunday. Well, the reason I put him up Monday through Friday with that one-hour show, that was a paid political show. I don't know, did Kelso ever admit that to people? Once or twice. Okay, at any rate. Good. Well, public admission is good enough for me. It was paid political hour. Because I'm not going to sell myself or this network to a political party. Democrat, Republican, Independent, supposed libertarians, wherever the hell they're at nowadays. I don't know. You tell me. But after a while, the lawyer decided that he wasn't going to pay for that time anymore. And I had a dilemma. Do I pull his show? Is it going to look like I'm not for Donald Trump? So I left the show on for a while, and it was just canceled. What, Mike, 4 months ago? 5 months ago? Huh? Are you listening? Can I have a producer to listen to my show? What the hell are you doing over there? What? Getting distracted. Yeah, I knew that. That's why I just said what I said. Oy voy. Oy vey. I'm sorry. Let me get it right. Oh. Folks. Fear is your greatest. You think a bad guy with a gun in your face is a bad thing? Well, of course it is. But you know what's even scarier than that is letting your own fear take over you. That's what's even scarier to me. You know, this is why, God, this is why the front sight to me was so up close and personal, because I know that they can be trained up to the best of their ability using any type of firearm that they have. But more importantly, it was the mental side or the psychological side. Look, I have seen chimpanzees shooting AK-47s, folks. A monkey can shoot a gun. But only a thinking man, you know, can wield that with great effectiveness and or restraint. Well, that's a good word. Do you think a monkey wielding an AK-47 firing off shots willy-nilly? Do you think he comes around to a spot, well, let me consider, maybe I better not pull the trigger in this area because it might be something bad that happens that I don't want to see happen? Of course not. That was the whole point behind front sight. It's not only the physical, ladies and gentlemen, it is the mental. Probably more important than the physical side. The muscle memory, things of that nature. Folks, I have witnessed video after video after video when a cop or a couple of cops get in a bad situation and they're confronted with somebody that's got some boom booms of their own. They act like scared little children, firing wildly. I mean, I've seen some videos that a cop standing 50 feet from the side of, literally from the side of a barn, couldn't hit the damn thing because his adrenaline is running and he's just all over the place. He's panic shooting. Much like what we see, only it's a little bit different, but still kind of the same effect. You know, when you got 20 cops there and one decides to pop off a round, then they all start shooting and 150, 200 rounds later, is he dead yet? Kick him, see if he's still moving. We'll be back. Must come down.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Now, folks, let me give you the latest and current situation. Controlled opposition. Proud Boys, the leader Enrique Perio, top organizer of Capitol protests, previously was an FBI informant. What do you mean, previously? Proud Boys leader Enrique Terrio is one of the lead organizers of the Capitol protests and a top opposition leader who made headlines for the past 2 years. He was a prolific informant for the FBI and local law enforcement for years. According to a court transcript obtained by Reuters, Terrio was reportedly arrested in 2012 and pleaded guilty in a fraud case related to relabeling and the sale of stolen diabetes test kits. Now, this is where you make a person turn. The prosecutor in the case said Terrio's information had led to the prosecution of 13 people on federal charges in two separate cases. This is where they come in and say, we got you, boy, but we'll give you due consideration if you go after the people you were involved with. And they threaten you with, life imprisonment plus 1 year. Scare the hell out of you. Well, after promoting the storming of the Capitol, Terrio was arrested before it happened, did not take part in it. However, at least five Proud Boys, remember me on the air a couple of weeks ago, I saw a picture of some of these Proud Boys, and I said, some of these guys are special forces. Remember me saying that? At least five Proud Boy members have been charged for doing so. The FBI has a long record of orchestrating terrorist plots, which then can easily be thwarted just in time to prevent them, thus creating the impression that there are terrorist plots everywhere. In this case, the storming incident is serving as an excuse to label everybody who opposes the left as domestic terrorist. See how it works? And there's not a damn thing you can do to stop this. The only thing you can do is maintain situational awareness and operational security within the sphere of your own groups. End of story. Instead of the fat gatekeeping asshat in Austin, Texas, the Fed informants are everywhere! Run! Run! Sound like Sam Kinison there for a second, didn't I? God. You know, the guy with more FBI and CIA agents in immediate family and extended family than I think actual FBI employees have. Come on, people. Come on. Jeez, old Pete. Proud Boys leader Enrique Terrio, one of the lead organizers of the Capitol protests and top opposition leader. Terrio, the leader of the Proud Boys extremist group. See, we got to throw these tags in there. Right-wing extremist. Yeah. And then we salt them with our own agents to tell stories to the press and to the media. And yes. He's got a pass as an informer for federal and local law enforcement, repeatedly working undercover for investigators after he was arrested in 2012, according to a former prosecutor and a transcript of the 2014 federal court proceedings obtained by Reuters. In a Miami hearing, a federal prosecutor, Federal Bureau of Investigation agent, and Terrio's own lawyer described his undercover work and said he had helped authorities prosecute more than a dozen people in various cases involving drugs, gambling, and human smuggling. Terrio, in an interview with Reuters Tuesday, denied working undercover or cooperating in cases against others. He said, I don't know any of this. When asked about the transcript, I don't recall any of this. Well, of course you wouldn't. But it's a matter of court record, you idiot. And he doesn't remember being an informant for multiple years. He's very, very believable, very credible, don't you think? Law enforcement officials in the court transcript contradict Terrio's denial. In a statement to Reuters, the federal prosecutor in Terrio's case, Vanessa Singh Johannes, confirmed that he cooperated with local and federal law enforcement to aid in the prosecution of those running other separate criminal enterprises. Oh, you see, he was turned. He wasn't just trying to get himself out of this little situation and turn in his compadres in a specific or a singular case. No. They turned him to be an informant all over the place. Now, there's nothing you're going to be able to do to stop the feds from doing this. This is what they do, folks. So let's shut down all the militias. Let's shut down Oath Keepers. Let's shut down every conservative group out there because we might have feds and they're calling us all terrorists and I don't want to say anything gets me in trouble or my family. If you do not have the courage of your own convictions, you're not even worth anything to yourself. Do you hear me?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La. Do you know Shangri-La?
Well, if insanity on top of idiocy is not bad enough, how's this one? Democrats, they have no shame. They think they're in the driver's seat, we're in control, and there's nothing you can do about us. Really? Tell that to all the dead communists of the world. Democrats introduced bill to massively expand mail-in voting. That's right. Democrat lawmakers on Thursday introduced a bill dubbed the Vote at Home Act. Now, let me stop and I didn't even get through the first sentence. Let me stop and digress there. Now, why would we have to have a Vote at Home Act? Because they plan on maybe having more plandemics in the future to scare the crap out of people into staying and shuttering in their own home under a supposed law? Yeah. By the way, before I go into that, while this is still fresh in memory, I have a friend of mine that he walks into a Sprout store, and he's got his little shopping cart, and he's wheeling it around. And, of course, he doesn't have a mask on. I think he's the only other guy in Round Rock, Texas that doesn't wear a mask. At any rate, this guy comes up to him, a store employee, masked up, of course, and says, "You got to have a mask, you're going to be in here." And he just looked at him and smiled and just kept moving. Well, And the guy ran up to him and ripped the card out of his hand and said, "You have to wear a mask in the store." And he said, "I'm not wearing one." He said, "Well, I'm calling the police." He said, "Well, call them." So the Round Rock PD shows up, not one, not two, but four. You know, it's a dangerous world today. You know, those damn people that won't wear those masks, who knows, they might have a minigun in their trunk. So the cops show up. And they issued him a warning, not a ticket per se, but a warning about being on a commercial property that they don't want him on. Now, I'll think of the term here in a second. I'm desperately trying to grasp this term here. Criminal trespass. There we go. They warned him against criminal trespass. Now, he did a quick study of the Texas law, and that pertains to private property. Criminal trespass. Somebody coming on your property to do criminal stuff is there, uninvited, wants to take your stuff, your wife, your family, your bird, your dog, whatever. Whatever reason somebody is on your property that you don't want there, you tell them to leave and they don't, that's called criminal trespass. And he quickly ferreted that out, and he's going to talk to the Round Rock cops Monday and say, you know, I'm going to give you an opportunity here to retract off of your records even this warning you've given me. Which I think is a very good thing to do, because this, you might think you could, if you were a lawyer, might entertain the idea, no shirt, no shoes, no service under health department rules. Well, this is an extension of this to the point where they're calling the cops on you now. Now, this is situations like this, ladies and gentlemen, is not going to stop until we can back the freedom robbers out of our business. And here in Williamson County, Texas, just like counties across this country, what the administrative state is using against we the people is it's the law. No, it's not a law. It might be a policy. It might be a public utterance. It might be a good idea. But it ain't law. You see, laws, ladies and gentlemen, are made in your legislatures, voted on, and then passed. And if they're so smelly they wouldn't pass a constitutional test, well, that's when you go after the law to prove that it's unconstitutional, whatever. There's process there. But you see, for the sake of convenience, to get everybody shot up with toxic stuff, what they're telling store owners, business owners in Round Rock, Texas, Williamson County, all counties across the state, is if you do not comply with these orders, we will revoke your business license. Does this sound like a mafia ploy here? Protection kind of racket? But not protecting you, the individual. No. This is designed to screw with you. And to keep this charade going, to keep the joblessness going, as if the creeps that are now in and around Washington, D.C. don't want to shut down the rest of the economy with their Green New Deal. They even brought up the living corpse. You want to look at the real Walking Dead? I give you John Kerry. I guess he gave up the Botox stuff. Now he just looks like he's the Walking Dead. Now maybe it's a lack of sleep because he's been doing a stellar job working for JoJo and his administration, cramming the new Green Deal down our throats, rejoining the Paris Accords, doing all of this stuff. And does a president have the right to destroy an economy because he believes something? I don't think that he does. But anyhow, I didn't even get through the first sentence of this story, and I just ran it for 5 minutes. Democrat lawmakers on Thursday introduced a bill dubbed the Vote at Home Act, which seeks to massively expand vote at home ballot access, enacting automatic voter registration and providing voters with prepaid ballot envelopes. And, of course, the stellar one out of Oregon, Senator Ron Wyden, and Representative Earl Blumenauer, Democrat out of Oregon, introduced the bill, saying in a press release that the legislation is meant... You ready? This is so Orwellian. It's just so precious. They're enacting the automatic voter registration and providing voters with prepaid ballots. Okay. They introduced this bill saying in a press release that the legislation is meant to fight voter suppression. If this wasn't so laughable, holy mackerel. And of course, they cap it off. They actually put the term democracy and constitutional rights in the same paragraph. Our democracy is stronger when every American can vote without standing in ridiculous lines or having to take time off of work or school to exercise their constitutional rights, Wyden sent in a statement, which Mr. Wyden should be drawn and quartered, put on a rail, tarred and feathered, and whatever else you can think of, because this guy is as far away from the Constitution as I am right now from the Atlantic Ocean. All right? The initiative stands in contrast to a bill introduced by Republicans 7 weeks ago. See, who says there's not any cooperation in Washington? Come on, the left side of the aisle, the right side of the aisle. They're always there to do pitch battle with each other, to give you a final product that isn't worth the powder to blow it up with. That's politics for you. The initiative stands in contrast to a bill introduced by Republicans several weeks ago, which seeks to tighten voter registration verifications and narrow rules for when and how mail-in ballots can be accepted in a bid to strengthen the integrity of the federal elections. To give the illusion, folks, that the 2020 election was not stolen, you know, there might be a few areas we can clean up a little bit, but you don't want to stand in those ridiculous lines. What, once every 2 years, every 4 years, I can't take a day off to go stand in a damn line and talk to somebody about politics? Seriously? It's that much of a waste of time? And isn't it ironic that the Democrats are all there for the plandemic and they don't give a damn whether you got an hour available or not? We got people sitting permanently at home right now because of your antics. That is losing everything that they own, everything that they have acquired in this life, gone. Because you have a better idea. I can feel... You've run my show for how many years now? 13 years? That long? All that without a raise, huh? Wow. No perks, no retirement. No insurance. I'm glad you're a healthy individual. I don't know what would happen. I would do if you got sick, because you sure can't use the company health plan, the non-existent one. Yeah, folks, isn't it strange that in a world like today that needs the truth so much that people can't put together a radio network to pay its employees and give them the perks that they deserve, to gather every penny just to stay on air? This is the view from my room. Okay. Any rate, okay. I have a window open, and everybody wants to pull up in a parking spot where they have no business pulling up in a parking spot at. Okay, we'll allow that loud cooling fan to move away. Thank you. The Democrat lawmakers said the introduction of the bill was encouraged by what they described as a successful expansion of voter at home by mail in the November 2020 elections. Do they think nobody is paying attention out here? In which they say almost 50% of the voters cast ballots by mail, a record high in federal races. Yeah, and we watched you switch and change and cheat and steal and lie. Yeah. So you want to expand the cheat, the steal, the lie. You want to legitimize the lying and the cheating and the stealing. Okay, I just want to make sure I got that right. Last year, we saw widespread expansion of vote-at-home access as a safe and secure way to participate during the COVID-19 pandemic. Blumenauer said in a statement, we should continue to make voting easier, not harder. And again, folks, taking a day off to go vote in something that people should be paying more attention to. If you want to know how we ended up in this country the way we have, it's people putting it on automatic pilot, just checking the box in a voting booth, and that's it. Oh, okay, I paid my tax and I voted. I did my citizen job here. Okay, I'm free to go home. Mm-hmm. Critics of the expanding vote-by-mail initiatives, probably only about 80 million of us, maybe 100 million in this country, warned of the increased potential for voter fraud, allegation of which were front and center in a contested presidential election with Donald J. Trump. Members of his legal team and supporters make numerous claims that amounted to a charge that the election was stolen. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I am firmly 100% convinced as a juror and a jury box would be as to the guilt or innocence of an individual on trial. You have to take a look at the evidence. You have to look and see, of which none of these people wanted to do. And then ridicule people for saying, oh, well, that's stupid. That wasn't rigged. Well, what you do is... you just ignore the evidence. Okay? You know, Daimler, he wasn't a child molester and eat kid. No. That evidence wasn't there. If it was there, don't look at it. He sees a nice guy. It's okay. Peter Navarro, who served as an advisor to Trump, concluded in a sweeping report on integrity of the 2020 elections that the allegations of irregularities, including outright voter fraud, were serious enough to warrant an urgent probe and substantial enough to potentially overturn the results. Potentially. There's always a potentiality in everything. There really is. But potential is one thing. An act done for a specific reason is another. And that's exactly what you saw happen with the 2020 election. It's exactly what happened. I mean, folks, you send out 2.5 million ballots to the people in your state and you get back 3.5 million? Where the hell did the other million come from? Yeah, it's so safe and so secure, they were able to add a million votes. That they never sent out, the ballots that they never sent out. No, there's nothing to see here. You people are all tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. You all are wackos. Oh, you're deplorable. Oh, you need to be locked up in camps. You're so crazy. You need to be eliminated from social media platforms because your lying lies are just intolerable. It's hateful. Well, I've taken a certain amount of pride in my life with showing strong disdain for communists and their communistic ideas. I always thought that was my right. Or wait a minute. I thought that used to be a national policy. We don't like communists. Communism bad. Capitalism good. Where are we at now, folks? What in the hell do you think is seated in the White House right now? What do you think is in the Congress of the United States, in the Senate of the United States, in your state legislatures, at college, now in schools, molding those little minds to be good little citizens that hate anything that has to do with hate. Now, I will say this. Yes, do we have the government we deserve? Well, by and large, yes. I'll admit that. But you see, this surprised a lot of people because they never once considered in their lives that a government would go rogue and would turn on its own people. And this has got to be some crazy right-wing conspiracy theory that they're just misogynist. They're just orange hair lover people. They're confused. They should be deprogrammed. They should be put in camps. They shouldn't be allowed jobs if they voted for that orange-haired asshat. My God, where's the decency? All registered voters would receive ballots in the mail weeks before the election day, allowing them to carefully research candidates and issues well ahead of the election day to inform their vote. Jeez. Oh, my God. Let's break before my head explodes.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where.
A little bit more on the subject of their bill to suppress voter fraud. The bill also would grant all registered voters nationwide the ability to cast their ballots by mail or at a drop box. The act also calls for increased funding for the U.S. Postal Service to cover the costs associated with processing ballots. And I'm sure that bill probably leads to the other bill, because we're going to go green. We're going to get rid of all those nasty gasoline-burning postal trucks that you've seen. We're going to go all electric. Yeah. They say that this would allow states to save money by transitioning away from polling stations and reduce a major barrier for voters, with federal government absorbing the cost associated with USPS delivery. Wait a minute. Save money by transitioning away from polling stations? Well, wait a minute. That didn't necessarily mean you had to go out and buy real estate to open up a polling station. This was done at schools and various locations. And the people that worked there, I don't know a crap load about elections, because I didn't even vote in the last one, because I'm not going to be a federal federal U.S. citizen. But Mike, aren't these people that are at these polling stations, aren't they volunteers? So who the hell's saving anybody any money? Oh, you can get paid, but it's, you know, this isn't a year long job. Under the provisions of the bill, states would also be required to automatically register voters when they provide identifying information. You know, like a utility bill or a driver's license to an illegal. No problem. Voters who do not want to remain registered would be given 3 weeks to opt out. The House Republican bill, meanwhile, called, and here's your rhinos. Wow, this says it all. The House Republican bill, meanwhile, called the Save Democracy Act, seeks to create baseline protections against election irregularities and voter fraud during elections. Well, wait a minute. The guy that used to be president, you know, the one you threw out the window, the corpse is still warm. You want to start talking about protections against election irregularity and voter fraud during elections? Indicating that, yeah, you're doing this because there's irregularities in voter fraud during elections. It's not in politics, there's no admissions, folks. There's just a new bill. The GOP initiative seeks to prevent automatic voter registration for federal elections, prohibits states from sending out unrequested absentee ballots, and calls for a ban on using public ballot collection boxes. Jimmy Banks, Republican from Indiana, said in a press statement, this bill will restore the public's trust that their vote is counted and their voice is heard. Oh, horse pucky. Yeah. You want voter accountability? Let's have voting machines at the polling stations that give us paper receipts on actually how we voted. Duh. Second hour coming up, folks. You've been doing the show for 13 years. Can you tell when I'm starting to work myself in a pretty good froth here? Yeah? Well, let me know when you notice that, because after all these years, I still don't get it. I just get on a roll and I start thinking seriously about the subject matter at hand. And usually, it's enough to get pissed off about. All right. Top of the hour break. Back in about 2 minutes.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.